Time to turn our attentions to cycling. Oh, just before I do that too, the Aussies 8 for 263, Lions 7, Kerry 19. Last man out was Cummins, caught Crawley off the bowling of Wood. So, cycling. The Ballarat National, Ballarat is hosting the National Road Cycling Championships today and tomorrow. Noel Sens, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Robbo. That last song wasn't much in French, was it? I couldn't really get the handle of what they were saying. Would you do something with me? I couldn't quite understand it. A lot of warbling.
Yes, yeah. Well, I think it's best that we let that one go, mate.
We will, Robbo.
Yes.
Great day, mate. Great day.
Terrific day. And, you know, for once, just out of interest, not a bad day in Ballarat as well. Perfect cycling weather. Top today about 23 over there, so that'll be lovely.
Perfect. Yeah, Robbo, the National Cycling Championship started there Wednesday and they're on again until tomorrow afternoon. They'll be finishing around 5 o'clock tomorrow. They've been going many, many, many hours. This morning, the Paracyclists started at 7:30 in the morning. There's that many of them. It's a big early start.
That's a... I mean, I know, I guess, if the numbers dictated, but jeepers creepers, that's an early start. To be racing at 7:30, so obviously getting up, getting prepared, warming up, all of the above, that's pretty tough.
Yeah, you'd be up at 5 o'clock. Jeez. Yeah, Robert, well, even though there might not be that many in the races, they still have to have every class as a separate race.
Yes.
Every race goes for like 40 minutes, all those 40 minutes add up, and it's a whole day, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the under-19s have just finished their races now, and as we speak, the Bendigo riders, and they did well. And the under-23 men are on the circuit now. They'll be finishing around at 5 or something. So it's busy days over there. It's a lot of categories to get through.
Yeah,
so we've had some good results.
Yeah, I was going to say, tell us about that. Well, I believe we've got amongst the medals in some cases.
Yeah, well, last night, Peter Mullins came close in the Criterium Championship in Sturt Street. She nearly won. She got third, and she's been really injured. Like, she's injured her knee and that about 6 weeks ago in a bad mountain bike crash. So it's a pretty good effort by young Peter Mullins to come third. And Jared Moroney, he got a bronze in the Masters Criterium, so it's two medals there. And Michael Taylor, he lives here, but he's a member of the Echuca Club. He got two silver medals in the paracycling, in the hand cycle. So we're getting there, aren't we?
Yeah.
We just said in the under-19s, Robbo, we had some good performances. No medals, but they've rode really well. Jazzy Eddy and Belinda Bailey in the under-19 women, they both got in the top 20. And Curtis Harrison and Nate Haddon just finished their road race in the under-19s, also getting top 20. The young Nate Haddon got 10th in the time trial on Wednesday or Thursday, which was a good effort because he's a first-year under-19, as is Curtis.
Gee.
What happens is you usually stay in a division for 2 years or something.
Yeah.
So when you're a first-year, the kids are a year older, then you usually give you a bit of a kicking for a year. So everyone's done really well so far. And tomorrow's the big one. The under-23 women are riding with the elite women and the men have got their own elite race tomorrow afternoon.
The younger women and the seniors all race together, do they?
Under-23 women and the senior women race together.
Okay.
And the elite men race tomorrow by themselves. Yeah. Because the under-23 men are on now. It's a little bit complex.
Yeah, yeah, just a wee bit. So tomorrow, what sort of hopes do you hold out for some of our local riders then?
Well, Peter Mullins has won it before. Why can't she win it again? Like, she's a very good rider.
Yeah.
She's got a whole team working for her, the Rock Salt team, and she's the boss of that team. She's the director and the boss of everything. But she's also got a lot of experience, Peter. Like, she's won, like, seven or eight Australian championships in about four or five different aspects of cycling. Every type of bike race you can ride, she's won a national championship. And she's also won one in running. So she's a very versatile athlete. So she's always going to be there in the women's race. And Connor Sens is in the men's race. And young Sam Eddy. And lots of kids from Bendigo are going to be there. Tasman Nankervis is a brilliant climber. He rode a good Criterium last night at Ballarat, helping out his teammate, a young mountain bike rider called Cameron Ivory, who won the Criterium last night. Unfancied winner there, but it was great to see. Broke away and just smashed them. So it could be anybody's race tomorrow.
Yeah.
A lot of Bendigo participants in it, heaps of people. And I wish them well. It's a long day around Buninyong, like a couple hundred k's around that circuit, and it's a big day. But the climb's 12 kilometres or something. They've got to do that like 20 times.
Gee. Actually, talking of Connor Senn's, going to chat to him later too, because of course he's back home for a little while before he heads back up a division and with a new team in Italy as well. So things are very exciting for him at the moment. So looking forward to a chat just after 5:30 with Connor. That'll be great.
Oh, I'll be listening in, Rob. That'll be fantastic.
Well, I hope you'll
be the most open road champ. Yeah, I will be. This will be the most open road championships we've had for a while because a lot of the professionals haven't been able to get back from Europe and they're stuck over there, all the international riders who ride the, like the Mitchell and Scott team and a lot of pros like Richie Port and stuff haven't come back because they didn't want to get stuck here with, you know, lockdowns and things. So it's a bit open this year. Could be anybody's race. Like Cameron Meyer from Western Australia, multi-world champion in everything you ever think about, like Peter Mullins. He's won the last two road championships. He's going for three in a row. Hasn't been done for many, many years. I think the last one might have been Johnny Trevorrow. And, can Meyer win three in a row? We'll see.
Yeah, all right.
But we've got to take our hats off the Bendigo boys. They're going to be up there.
Yep, absolutely. Well, mate, we'll obviously wrap that up on Wednesday morning as well when I catch up with you on the wake-up call. So looking forward to that too.
Yeah, Robbo, for sure. And if you want to tune in on the SBS on demand. They got telecast of all these races we're talking about.
Okay, SBS on demand.
Yeah,
there you go.
Not just the normal SBS TV, the SBS on demand app. Yeah.
Cool.
We're not good on apps, Robbo. I'm a bit slow getting with apps, but I get there slowly.
Same here. Yeah, softly, softly, catchy monkey. You know that thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Noel, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you Wednesday on the wake up call.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you very much. Always lovely talking to you. You too. Noel Senn's. Senn's Jewellers, Hargraves Mall and Bendigo. See Noel, Paul, Judy. They'll look after all your jewellery needs. And, of course, Noel looks after all the cycling needs here on Gold Central Victoria.